The Bakers of Good Weber's Bread present transcribed.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Another weekend coming up and another Saturday and Sunday vacation. And if your weekend plans include a trip to the beach or the mountains, be sure to pick a big package and get a big picnic basket of tasty sandwiches. And you know, when it comes to sandwiches that just can't be beat, tender, fresh, delicious sandwiches, make them with good Weber's bread. Yes, sir, you'll see that Weber's sandwiches stay fresh so much longer, because Weber's is actually blended and baked to stay fresh. Blended and baked to please you. What's more, there's a heap of nutrition in every single tender, enriched slice. So plan on the finest this weekend. Look for and buy the bread in the famed blue and white checked gingham wrapper. Good Weber's Bread.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Sheriff's Mistake. Here and there throughout the Old West lay many a small town, drowsy in the sun, usually far from any neighboring town. Invariably, these towns were sleepy and inert. But now and then, for a few starkly dramatic hours, one of them came to life. Such was the case in South Mesa, the day the Cisco Kid and his constant companion Pancho rode in. As our story opens, some of the town's rougher citizens are sprawled out in front of the cafe in what little shade the false front affords.
Ho, ho, ho there! I'm looking for Judd Holmes. Did you tell me where to find him?
I'm Judd Holmes, stranger. Who's asking?
My name's Wells. Lasser Wells.
Oh, yeah. Big Ned Folesby told me about you, Lasser.
He's the one told me to look you up if I ever get into a jam. And I'm in one now. I need to be hid out.
Yeah, how come?
I held up a store back in Abilene and gunned down the storekeeper. The Cisco Kid and his partner's tracking me. They're close behind.
Cisco, huh? Well, I reckon we can take care of you, Lasser.
What about the sheriff here?
Him? He'll be taking a siesta right now over in his office across the street. Hey, boys, come here. This here's Lasser Wells, and we're going to hide him out. The Cisco Kid's on his way in here. Now, look, I got an idea. If I'm wearing the sheriff's star and gun belt with the sheriff's insignia, I can put one over on Cisco.
Well, Judd.
Well, you'll see. First, we go over to the sheriff's office and get him before he wakes up. We'll tie him and gag him and throw him into that big closet in his office.
But he knows all of
us. He ain't going to see us if somebody throws a coat over his head. And we ain't got to talk so he'll recognize our voices. Now, come on. Come on, let's get over there and go quiet.
We better hustle, Holmes.
That's what we're doing. Now, wait a second, boys. Wait. Wait till I look in through the door. Yeah, he's asleep. Now, Mike, you get his coat. It's hanging on that peg on the wall. Come on. Now be sure you give me a chance to get that star in his gun belt. All right. Rush him.
What?
Stop now. Tie him up. I'll get the closet door open. Nice work. Nice work. In here with him. I always did want to wear a sheriff's star. Now, look, you boys take Lasser down the street to my place. Put his horse in the barn out of sight and let him go into that empty chicken house just this side of the barn. I'll get Cisco over there and you can draw a bead on him, Lasser. He's mighty dangerous to fellas like us. All right, now go on. Get going.
We follow the killer a good many miles now, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, we have. And if necessary, we will follow him many more miles.
Little bad hombre.
To my knowledge, Chico, Lasser Wells has killed 5 men, including our friend Sam Dutton in Aberlin.
Too bad, too bad.
It's long past time that Wells hombre was behind the bars.
Somebody do the shooting,
si.
Chico. It might be the Wells bandido.
Might be, but I doubt it. He doesn't want to attract attention to himself. But let us see what is going on. Up your look.
Go, no, go see what's going on. It's a little town.
See, si. Here comes the sheriff. Hold up. Ho.
Go, look, hold up.
Whoa.
Is the sheriff, Cisco?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What is this, Senor Sheriff?
What is this, Senor Sheriff?
Well, I reckon I'm going to have to ask you two to help me, strangers. Whoa, whoa, you blasted cayuse. This horse ain't used to me yet. I just got him this morning.
What is your trouble, Senor Sheriff?
Well, I got a couple of bad hombres penned up in a barn off up the street. I caught him trying to rob the bank, and I need some help. Whoa, whoa, or I'll beat the daylights out of you.
Show us where the hombres are, Senor Sheriff. But before we start, did you see a lone rider going through your town?
No. No, I didn't. Follow me, boys. Yeah.
Up, devil, come
go,
on.
Go, bro, go now, go, go.
Strange. The tracks of Lasser Wells' horse lead straight through this town.
Yeah, Parson would like that sheriff much neither, Cisco.
Nor do I. Something about him does not ring true.
Yes, yes.
Perhaps the way he handles that horse, or perhaps the shiftiness of his eye.
Whoa!
Put that hole!
Oh, look, oh, look. Sheriff's star on the saddleback, too, Cisco.
I see it, Pancho. Is that the barn, Senor Sheriff?
Yeah, that's the one. Well, come on. Now that I got some help, I don't mind walking in there after them galoots.
Un momento, Sheriff. I never walk into a thing like this without looking the ground over first.
What the little shed up ahead of us, Sheriff?
Oh, that's just an old chicken house. It's empty. Oh, come on. Come on, I want to capture them hombres.
We go with him, Cisco.
No, Pancho, we don't laugh. There's something very wrong here. After all that shooting, no man in his right mind would walk straight into more bullets.
And then we tell him.
Move back, Pancho. I just saw a flash of sunlight on metal through the door of the chicken house. This is a trap, amigo.
We're back behind the trees now, Cisco.
Hey, look, look. What's the matter with you two? You scared?
Senor Sheriff, you are a practical joker.
What?
There is no one in that barn. You are only playing a joke on us. Come on, Pancho.
He's a big joke, no?
Wait a minute. This ain't any joke.
I do not blame you for trying to stir up a little excitement, Senor Sheriff.
But we not want to be laughed at, Senor Sheriff.
Well, fight somebody.
Go, logo, go now.
Aleo, Senor Sheriff. You almost had us then.
Wait, well, I'll tell you, this ain't no joke. Hey, there ain't no joke. Wait.
We leave the town now, Cisco?
No, Chico, we will not. We'll ride up the street. Then turn off into the dry creek bed. We are going to get about the bottom of this before we leave.
Well, I sure had me that ride over to Mesa for nothing, Sheriff. Hey, Sheriff! Sheriff! What in thunder is that noise? Sheriff, great Scott, what's all that? I'll get that gag out of your mouth. There.
Daphne, where in thunder you been?
Over to Mesa where you sent me. I was looking for them cattle rustlers.
Well, it had not have took you all this time with me sweltering here in this closet. Untie me!
Sure, I am. I never expected to find you like this, Sheriff. Who done it?
Well, wait till I get me a drink of water. I swear I'm thirsty enough to drink this whole pail. Oh, that's good.
Who done it?
How the blue blazes, you suppose I know who done it? I was taking my siesta, and the first thing you know, I was grabbed and blindfolded and gagged and heaved into a hot dirt closet.
That's too bad.
I guess it's too bad. When I get my hands on the hombres that done it, they'll think it's too bad, too. And I'm going to... My star's gone!
Yeah, and your gun belt and gun?
And where's my horse?
Come to think of it, he wasn't at the hitch rail when I come in.
He's gone too, Deputy!
Yeah, so he is.
Oh, say, if this don't make me boil!
What are you gonna do?
Look for clues, Deputy! Look for clues!
Maybe this'll help you, Sheriff.
Huh?
As I rode in, I seen the Cisco kid and his partner up the street.
No, I don't... Cisco! You sure?
Of course I'm sure. I know Cisco when I see him.
He's the galoot what done this, no doubt about it, Deputy.
Well, now, there might be a doubt.
Don't you contradict me, blast it all. I heard about that scoundrel Cisco and his high-handedness. Come on, deputy. We're going to round us up a posse and go after that coyote. Pronto!
This is a good place to stop, Pancho.
Yeah. Si. We not be seen down here in this dry creek bed, Cisco.
Go devil, hold.
Oh, look, but Cisco.
What is it, Pancho?
That killer bandito Lasso Wells get a long way ahead of us.
I do not think he will, amigo.
No?
I believe Lasso Wells is right here in this town. And I suspect he is one of the bandidos that hombre claiming to be the sheriff was talking about.
But that shooting, Cisco. Did you say he not want to attract the attention?
I did not think he would, amigo. But the fact remains that the tracks of his horse do not continue through the town.
That why you want to walk back toward the barn?
Hey, let us go. Our horses will be all right here. It may be, Pancho, that Lasser Wells has friends in this town.
It might be, Cisco, but Pancho, I think that sheriff be friend of his.
True, you would not think so. It's very strange. Wait, Pancho, wait.
Wait.
Look over there.
Huh?
Through the willows.
Through the willows?
Look over toward that barn.
I see a bunch of hombres, but...
Look closer, Chico.
I see the sheriff.
Only now that so-called sheriff is not wearing his star. Also, now he is riding a different horse.
See, look, Cisco. He's the killer, Las Wells.
So, it was a trap after all. And if you and I had walked into it, we would have been shot down.
See?
Those hombres are riding through the field out back of the barn. What they are doing, Pancho, is helping Lasser Wells make a getaway. Come on.
We go after them, Chico?
Indeed, we are going after them. As fast as our horses will carry us.
Up, Jerry. Go, Logo. Go after them. We have a showdown right now, no?
See, we will. Up, Jerry. Come, Jerry.
Go, Logo. Faster, Logo. Faster. Hombre, see us now, Chico.
See, Pancho. Down on your horse. They are going to start shooting.
We give them one or two shots, no?
See, only to scare them if we can, Pancho.
We gain on them, Chico.
See. We are going to catch up with them before they get through the field.
Look, Cisco. Other senores chase them, too.
I see them, Pancho. They are quartering in toward us.
Hey, they swing in toward us.
Well, the more help, the better, Chico. Up, Jerry.
Ah!
Now the senores cut across in front of us. No, senores, do not get in our way. We are after a bandido.
So are we. We're after a couple of them. Ride into them, boys. Rope them, anything.
Pancho, they're after us.
They're out, Cisco, the rope.
Mother mia, will you hombres get out of our way?
He roped you, Cisco.
Ride into them, boys. Now drag that bastard Cisco kid from his horse. That's it. Now get the fat one.
No, do not get the fat one. Do not.
They have not taken us yet, Pancho. Get up and we will make a fight of this.
The attack by the sheriff and his posse took Cisco completely by surprise. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
You know, good friends deserve good food. And say, if your weekend includes company for dinner or an evening snack, mark this down on your shopping list. One or maybe two loaves of Roman meal bread baked only by Weber's. You can always be sure of a mealtime hit with Roman meal on the table every time, no matter how you serve it, sandwiches, toast, or fresh from that amber cellophane wrapper. Roman meal bread is always a real favorite. Not white, not wheat, not rye, but a deliciously different blend of all three that appeals to all bread tastes. White, wheat, and rye flours blended with honey and prune juice, baked with sesame seeds on the top. Just you try a loaf of wonderful Roman meal bread and see what a big difference it makes in your company meals. Look for the wrapper with the Roman meal gladiator emblem. And say, at the same time, ask for your free Roman meal calorie counter with the 16 days of diet menus. Let the Roman meal calorie counter help you to a healthier, slimmer figure.
Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Sheriff's Mistake. When Lasser Wells' killer, who was being trailed by the Cisco Kid and Pancho, rode into the little town of South Mesa, he at once sought the help of one Judd Holm, local badman. Holm and his henchmen overpowered the sleeping sheriff and tossed him into a closet before he knew what was going on. Then Holm, passing himself off as the sheriff, tried to lead Sisko into a trap, but the plan failed. A short time later, Sisko took after the bandits, but by now the real sheriff, free and with the posse, caught up with our friends. A fight ensued, and now...
That's the stuff, Deputy! You got Sisko roped! Yank him off his feet, Deputy!
Un momento!
Deputy, deputy of what?
I got him, Sheriff.
Sheriff! Oh, I begin to understand. If you will let me explain,
You'll explain, Sisko. Don't you worry. When I get you to jail...
Pancho and I have done nothing to go to jail for.
Sisko, I got your fat friend here covered with this shotgun of mine.
No, no, Sheriff. Not pull that trigger. Pancho doesn't like the buckshot. 10-gauge shotgun, too much gauge.
Get their guns, Deputy.
See, and get this rope off me.
Keep your shirt on, Sisko. There we are.
Now, say, Sheriff, if you are the sheriff here... What is the meaning of this?
What's the meaning of it? You know blasted well.
We ain't had no thing about it.
I suppose you'll deny sneaking into my office while I was having my siesta and locking me into a closet.
And taking his star and guns and horse?
As I said before, this can be explained. There is an hombre in this town who is wearing your badge of office, Sheriff.
He's even more homely than you, Sheriff.
Pancho!
I thunder, that is too much. Get him over to my office, boys. We'll do the rest of our talking there.
What do you know about that?
Not bad, huh, Lasser?
No, not bad at all. I'm kind of glad we stopped up here on this hill to look back.
That Sisko kid sure put up a fight before they'd nap.
Oh, he's a fighter. There ain't any denying that. But if a couple of bullets was to drill into him...
Ah, you ain't got to worry about that now, Lasser. Me and the boys will ride over with you to the county line and point out a back trail you can take. Sisko will never be able to track you in that country.
Well, all right. Let's go.
Yeah. You know, you don't seem anxious to get away, Lasser.
I am and I ain't. I'd like to know why that sheriff took Sisko and his partner.
Well, so would I, but what's the difference? It's a lucky break for you.
How many cells in that there jail, Holm?
Oh, just one.
Well, chances are the sheriff wouldn't have gone after Sisko like that unless he meant to keep him in. Wait a minute.
Whoa. Well, now what, Lasser?
It'll be dark soon. And if Sisko's in that cell after dark, it wouldn't be much of a job to gun him down. How about it, Holm?
Well, I don't know. Murder like that ain't...
Now, don't forget this. Sisko's going to find out you tried to lead him into a trap. And when he does, he's going to get even with you. He always does.
Think so?
I know so. He's a tough hombre, Holm. And you won't like the way he gets even. Now, what do you say?
Well, I reckon you got a point there, Lasser. We'll ride back with you.
Look, Senor Sheriff, Pancho and I have been sitting here in your office for 2 hours.
It seemed like 10.
In that time, you have probably asked us 50 times what we have done with your star, your guns, your horse, and your equipment.
60 times.
Each time we have said we knew nothing about your star and your guns, your horse, and your equipment.
He's right, Sheriff.
That's right. Nobody asked your advice, Deputy.
But it's after dark, and I'm a-getting hungry.
You're getting hungry. And look at somebody who's really hungry. Me.
You can ask us 50 or 60 times more, Senor Sheriff, and each time you will get the same answer. We are telling the truth.
You can't make me believe that, Sisko. Oh, I gotta admit you ain't as ornery as I've been led to believe, but you're a bad
one. Oh, see, Sisko, a very bad one, Sheriff. Take the candy away from the old peoples, no?
Pancho, get out.
You do.
Then if you didn't come into my office and steal my stuff... Who did?
They tried to explain that to you, Sheriff.
Say, at least 40 times. The man who was wearing your star and wearing a gun belt with a star engraved in the leather was thick-set and red-faced.
Hmm?
And his eyes were close-set, like those of a ferret.
Well, I don't know who that could be.
It could be Judd Holmes, Sheriff. He'd answer to that description.
Yeah, but Judd Holm ain't got nerve enough to walk into my office and do a thing like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Of course he ain't.
Well, he'd have nerve enough if there's any good reason why he should.
No, he wouldn't, another. For the last time, Cisco, are you and your partner here going to confess?
Yeah, we got nothing to confess, Chief.
And you won't tell me what you did with my equipment?
We know nothing whatever about your equipment.
Well, maybe it'll improve your memory if you spend the night in the cell.
Now, wait a minute, Sheriff. But I believe, Cisco, I don't see why you don't.
You be careful what you say, Deputy, or I'll begin to think that you're in cahoots with these two. Follow me, Cisco, and you too.
Me too?
And you bring up the rear, Deputy, just in case they try to get away.
Oh, we not think you're trying to get away, Sheriff. Not much.
I may as well tell you right here and now, Senor Sheriff, that Pancho and I are not going to spend the night in your cell.
No, we ain't got the time to do that.
Oh, you ain't, huh? Well, maybe this here
gun. I will take that gun.
No, hey,
right now.
Hey, Deputy, draw your gun.
I would not if I were you, Deputy. We are grateful to you for believing our story, but at the same time, we can take no chances. Pancho, get the deputy's guns.
Yes, si, Cisco.
Cisco, you blasted
coyote! Calling me names will not help matters, Senor Sheriff. Walk over to that cell. You too, Senor Deputy.
All right.
Unlock and open that cell door, Senor Sheriff. Leave the key in the lock. You may have to stay here an hour or so before anyone hears your calls and comes in. There. If Pancho and I come across that Judd Holm, hombre, we will find out about your equipment, Senor Sheriff. But we are after bigger game than Holm. Come on, Pancho. Let us be going.
Well, I reckon we'd better leave our horses down in the dry creek bed, Lasser.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's only a few steps from there to the jail, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just about a stone's throw.
Wait a minute. I hear somebody riding this way.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Now, who could that be, Holm?
Well, blessed if I know.
It was coming from the direction of the jail.
It might have been the sheriff and the deputy. The only thing is, the sheriff don't ever do any riding like that. Not after dark, anyway.
Suppose it was that Cisco kid?
No, I would. I don't think so, Lasser. That cell in the jail's a new one, and it's mighty strong. Come on, let's get going.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
No, that couldn't have been Cisco. Must have been the sheriff. Now listen, Holm. I want to do all the shooting down in that cell. I want to get them both myself. Savvy?
Why we stop here, Cisco?
I want to see where the tracks of the bandidos' horses go from this point.
Pancho light the match for you, Cisco.
Very well, Chico. But shield the flame with your hands.
Uh-huh.
I want no light to show to anyone watching from the surrounding hills.
Pancho, be very careful, Cisco.
It was just at this point we last saw them. Hold the match down a little closer, Pancho.
Closer, closer, huh?
There should be some tracks right about here. Pancho, look.
What?
Here are the tracks.
Where the tracks?
But they lead back toward the jail.
Are they fresh, Cisco?
They were made only a few moments ago, amigo.
Mm.
And here are more of them. Mm. Santos. Those bandidos probably saw us taken by the sheriff's posse. Master Wells hates us, Pancho. He will kill us at the drop of a hat. Come on.
Where we go now?
Back to the jail. Master Wells will spray that cell with bullets.
They killed the sheriff and the deputy?
If we do not get back there in a hurry.
Up, Jimmy. Go now.
You didn't want the rest of the boys to come with us, huh, Lasser?
No. They'd just be in the way. Now, let's look things over, Holm.
Yeah. There's a light streaming out from the office window.
That's all right.
You'll have to cross through it to get to the cell window, unless you want to go clear around the building.
There's nobody around. I'll make sure this gun of mine's in working order. Yeah, I reckon it is. I sure been waiting for this chance for a long time. Come on. Let's get to that window.
You're right in that stream of light.
I tell you, it's all right. Here goes.
Here they are, Cisco. See, Pancho.
By thunder!
Hey, Cisco, shoot the gun out of his hand.
Hey, who's up there?
Throw on him, home. Gun him down.
Not me. I'm leaving.
Pancho, trip you up. Now, Pancho, have the good seat.
I'll kill you for this, Cisco, with my bare hands.
You've done all the killing. You are ever going to do, home? You've done all the fighting. You are going to do with me.
Yeah, he finished his goal.
Hey, Pancho. This killer Lasser was too smart for himself.
That's you, Cisco?
Si, Senor Sheriff. Pancho and I will be riding to let you out of that cell. And this time we can prove to you that you made a slight mistake.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
That sheriff, he admit he made the slight mistake.
Si, he did admit it. And he did it with very good grace, too.
Yeah, that sheriff a good hombre.
Oh, most of them are, Chico, once you get to know them.
Yeah. Pancho, look the sheriff straight in the eye and tell him we think he a good hombre.
I can imagine that pleased him.
Oh, see, see.
But, Pancho.
See?
You could not look that sheriff straight in the eye.
I could not look the sheriff straight in the eye.
No.
Why not?
Because you are not as tall as he is. So, you would have to look up.
Oh, but Cisco Pancho is tall as that sheriff.
Oh, no, amigo. Your head only comes up to his chin.
Hey, Pancho's head only come up to the sheriff's chin.
Well, then.
But Pancho just as tall the other way.
What do you mean, it's tall the other way?
Pancho's feet go down just as far as his. No?
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, and Cisco! Oh, diablo!
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Where there's a will, they say, there's a way. And if you'd like a slimmer, trimmer figure, here's the way right now. At your market tomorrow, just step up and ask for your free Roman meal calorie counter and diet menu. That's right, free. Nothing to buy. Nothing to do except ask for it at any market selling deliciously different Roman meal bread baked only by Weber's Bread. Page after page crammed with important dieting information. Complete calorie list of dozens of foods. Full 16 days of diet menus, not only for dinner, but lunch and breakfast as well. And say, a brand new medically approved height and weight chart for you and for Dad, too, even for the teenagers. Now you can figure the proper calories per day for all the family. That's right, now you can help yourself to a leaner, more youthful figure. And yet, and this is important, still enjoy your food at the same time. Roman meal bread, for example, contains only 62 calories per slice. Should be included in every single diet. Try it. Buy a loaf in the amber cellophane wrapper with the famous Roman meal gladiator emblem. And remember, pick up your free Roman meal calorie counter, too, at your market tomorrow.
Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
The Cisco Kid is produced and transcribed in Hollywood. Read the adventures of the Cisco Kid every day in the Los Angeles Herald Express. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.